Well, Andy, they always say to, the great way to go into any championship or any big championship game is have a good test in the game beforehand, and you certainly got that this year in this year's Donegal final.
Oh, we definitely did. We expected nothing less, in fairness, when we were pitted against Glenfinn in the final. It's always never more than a kick of the ball between the teams, and that was proven once again on a couple of weeks ago there.
But came through in the end, and I suppose, you know, it was no way, a lot of people say there's no way to end the final, but you had your hard luck story last year, so I suppose maybe justice was done in the end.
Well, I suppose if you want to look at it like that, that's one way of looking at it, but at the end of the day, somebody had to win, you know, and obviously it was a bad way to end the game. I thought there should have been a replay, because we had 3 weeks between the Donegal final and the Ulster final, or the Ulster first round, but when they said that the game had to be ended on the day, that was it, and you just had to take your poison and get on with it, you know.
And looking ahead now to the Ulster campaign, just looking through your team this year, quite a lot of changes, some of them forced, some of them not, I suppose, from last year.
Well, that's the thing, I like it. If you go through our team from even when I came in first last season, we had 6 or 7 changes from the team from the year before that got beat by Glenfinn in the county final. And then even the county final this year compared to last year, we had 6 different starters that didn't start last year. And then we had 2 that came off the bench as well. So we had 8 different players that weren't involved the previous year. So it's a big turnaround, Mike.
Yeah, and quite a lot of experienced players coming back as well. Maria Carr, she's your captain. She's back. I think, what was it, Lauren Gallagher's back as well.
Lauren Gallagher, and then we didn't have Roisin Freely, Roisin Yankee. She hadn't played last year as well, so she's been a big help since she came back into the team. She got injured just before the championship started last season, so it's like having another new player with having her back as well, you know.
And obviously an influx of a couple of young players as well.
Well, that's it. I suppose the same with any team, whether it's men or ladies, you need to always be adding 1 or 2 players to the team, and to bring youth in brings that bit of, not naivety, but brings it in a bit of they don't really care if what's going on, you know. They're not going to be bothered with nerves. They just go and play the game, and that's the way it is, you know.
Yeah, and a lot of rave reviews for Niamh Bonner, the halfback.
Niamh Bonner's done very well, right? She came in, I think it was in the second last league game, because she had been involved with Donegal under-15s and stuff like that there, so we hadn't really bothered. We hadn't really annoyed her up to that stage, you know. We just let her carry on with playing at her own age group and stuff. But once that was finished, we asked her to come into the panel just to join us for training and stuff like that there. But since she's come in, she hasn't been a foot wrong, you know. So it's great to see for her, and I suppose great for Termon in the long run when you have good young players coming through that's going to help progress the whole thing then for the seasons to come, you know.
And looking ahead to Ulster, I suppose really you couldn't look ahead to it until after the county final this year against Glenfinn.
No, well, that's it. You take one game at a time, as the man says. And then once we get over the line in the county final, you kind of look forward then, and we found out that we were going to be playing the Cavan champions. I think they had played the day before in their county final. So it was all systems go, and then we have the advantage, I suppose, of playing at home as well. So that's a good thing for the girls and a good thing for the whole club that they've got a home quarter final in Ulster at the Burn Road on Sunday.
And tell me, what do you know of Lurgan from Cavan? They're from around Virginia, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, they've had they got beaten in the county final last year, and they came back obviously this year. They'll be a lot like us that have a good experience, and then they've a good few younger players as well. Their minors won the championship in Cavan this year, and their junior team got to the final in Cavan this year as well. So they've a lot of good players, a lot to pick from, kind of thing, you know.
So Sunday at the Burn Road, obviously home advantage, as you said, is a good thing as well.
Yeah, well, that's you would hope that it's a good thing. Anyway, you know, we'll not know till 4 o'clock on Sunday whether it helps or not. But we would hope that it will be played to our advantage. Anyway, you would hope that you can get over the line and then look forward to a semi final then the week after. You know, but as I say, we'll take it one game at a time and hopefully get over Lurgan first before we worry about a semi final then.
And tell me, have you got everybody?
We should have everybody, yeah, for the same panel basically as the county final. Unfortunately, Jamie Lee Murray, she got injured in the group game against Moville in the last couple of minutes of that there. And she's out with a cruciate injury, unfortunately. She's going for an operation next week, I think it is. But apart from that, we have everyone else, thankfully.
Is there a level of expectation now with Termon, given their good record in Ulster?
Well, I suppose there's always that expectation, but expectation and reality are two different things. You know, you got to go out and perform on the day, and that's what we're hoping for the girls to do now, come Sunday, and then look forward to see where that can take you. But we're not looking past Sunday at this stage. The same as when we played Glenfinn, we didn't look to the county or the Ulster quarter final until we got that game over. So we're not going to look any further than this week now.